Good morning, and welcome to the Richard D. Wireless Act, the four-hour radio show that promises never to let quality stand in the way of good entertainment.
Hey, I told the boss I was sick today, so if anyone asks, Mom.
A cluster of cartoons coming up between now and noon here on the Richard D. Wireless Act. Be listening. W-H-M-D. Honey Radio, WHND, this weekend sees the return to the airwaves of Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob is going to be broadcasting live on Sunday, 4 to 8 p.m. from Razzle Dazzle on Cherry Hill between Middlebelt and Inkster. The one and only Dr. Bob. I'll tell you what, just mentioning that name elicits so many memories. Like, I recall the time I attended his wedding. And they played this song. It then became known as the Dr. Bob Wedding Song, Shotgun. WHND, Honey Radio, Shotgun, the Dr. Bob Wedding Song, right there on the Richard D. Wireless Act. WHND, Honey Radio. I got to stop here for just a minute. You stay in a car. I'll be right back.
A customer, $3.
Sears made it so easy.
And affordable.
These great paint prices end Saturday. So hurry, because the best finish starts at Sears, bringing America's best to your home.
Another great day here in Michigan. Currently at WHND Honey Radio, it is 65 degrees. Wow, 65 degrees. It's going to be sunny for the rest of the day with a high near 80. But, cloudy tonight, low 55, cloudy tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, high 78. Again, 65 currently, right here at Honey.
Oh, oldies, Honey Radio, it's a blast.
That's Domino, I'm walking. He drives the same kind of car as Boogie Bryan. On Honey, the Marvelettes.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Right. Herman's Hermits on WHND Honey Radio, the number six hit from the year 1965. Man, isn't this weather something else? Honey Radio's Dr. Bob plans to take advantage of it by washing his car and simonizing his head.
Yeah, I figured. And if you get Arbor's pick,
Swift with a bangle, though.
Sorry, Martha.
Arbor Drugs. Come see the difference.
I had to explain to my part-time secretary and full-time airhead, Lulu, that when I said Dr. Bob was going to simonize his head, I was implying that he has a Willard Scott hairdo. That's the reason I said that, Lulu. John Ray, who is becoming, shall we say, follically impaired himself, is going to be broadcasting this afternoon from 1 to 4 from the world-famous 50s McDonald's. That's the one on Telegraph in Dearborn Heights. The exact address is 4145 South Telegraph Road. They're having a welcome back speedy new marquee celebration for 3 days. Today is the first of the three. And during this period, I understand hamburgers are going for 39 cents. Wow. I'd race over there. The second annual Ann Arbor Aid for AIDS Walkathon will be held Saturday, June 11th. For more information, call 761-2535. And that's community information from Honey Radio. Little Peggy Sleuth March, I Will Follow Him. 50s and 60s rock and roll in your ear from Honey Radio, WHND. On 560 AM, Honey Radio.
The Richard D. Wireless Act.
Hey, baby, you're the ginchiest, and that's why I'm going to play this for you. Speaking of babies, how about being mine? WHND, Honey Radio. Monday, Keith Allen will be putting his best voice forward as he fills in for me here on the Richard D. Wireless Act. His normal speech is East Side Hood English. You know, kind of like this. See what I'm saying? Yeah. His idea of an intellectual is a guy who can read a speed limit sign without moving his lips. But when he does a disc jockey show on Honey Radio, he engages in what we call Michigan speak. you'd almost think he was from Taylor. Even so, the last time he was on the air, he sounded strange. Lulu, my part-time secretary and full-time airhead, thought there might be a worm in his Adam's apple.
You got that right.
Okay.
Now at a new time, tonight at 6:30 on ESPN.
Well, thank you. Mostly sunny today. What a great day. It's going to be again with a high near 80. Cloud up tonight, though, I guess. Low 55. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms. High 78. I think I heard someplace earlier today that Sunday is going to be a nice day. But perhaps a little precip in between now and then. Currently at All Oldies WHND 68.
Yes. Thank goodness it's fun with All Oldies Honey Radio.
The Shadows of Night with Gloria. I'm pretty certain the year that song was popular was the year Honey Radio's John Ray got kicked out of grade school for drawing a naked picture of Wilma Flintstone on his Etch-a-Sketch. It's 9 minutes after 10 at WHND Honey Radio. Man, I've got some neat stuff for you today. I have a tricky-dicky off-the-wall record. That'll be played around quarter of 11 o'clock, in conjunction with which somebody is going to win a $10 gift certificate to Record Time. Record Time has a big sale going on now, too. I'll be telling you about that. And there'll be Tricky Dicky TV trivia later on, too, for a $15 gift certificate to Suncoast. Be listening for that.
Indeed.
I'll have a cluster of cartoons between now and noon. Be listening to 560 AM Honey Radio WHND, where it's at for 50s and 60s rock and roll. Peppermint Twist, accompanied by the Starlighters and Boogie Bryan, right here on WHND Honey Radio. Mel Carter. Mel Carter with his Teflon-lined larynx and Hold Me, Throw Me, Kiss Me from Richard D. and WHND. Show those thighs. What thighs do you wear? None of my business. Royal Teens on WHND Honey Radio. Now we're going to get Beatles. WHND Honey. John Ray is going to be doing a number on you from the world-famous 50s McDonald's, 4145 South Telegraph Road in Dearborn Heights today from 1 to 4 for a welcome-back speedy new marquee celebration. Everything is going to be 50s, even the prices. Can you believe 39-cent hamburgers? You'll know John when you see him. He is always immaculately groomed. He's the only person I know who parts his sideburns. And how many men do you know who shave their big toes and use Nair on their nasal hair?
Arr, matey.
Finito.
With more choices at low prices, Meijer, talk about a better store.
Detroit area weather for Oxford, Monroe, and Lake Orion. Mostly sunny today with a high near 80. Skies are going to cloud up tonight, low 55. It'll be cloudy tomorrow with scattered thunderstorms, high 78. Right now, 70 at All Oldies, WHND.
All Oldies, Honey Radio. Memories.
The one radio station in the Motor City that plays your favorites from the first decade of rock and roll, Honey Radio, WHND. And this is Freddie Scott. The Tricky Dicky off-the-wall record coming up later on this hour, in conjunction with which somebody's going to win a prize.
Don't go away.
All Oldies Honey Radio. H&D, solid gold, rock and roll.
My baby wrote me a letter.
Give me a W.
That right there was the letter, folks. The box tops on WHND Honey Radio. I have noted in the Tricky Dicky diary that it was 4 years ago today, Lulu, my part-time secretary and full-time airhead, came racing into the studio with an important question. In an effort to increase her knowledge of music, she wanted to know how many members there were in the original Kingston Trio. Boogie Bryan is going to be cruise casting tonight. This man is our leading cruise caster, as I'm sure you're aware. He's going to be at the Redford Township's 7th Annual Community Festival. Now, there will be free entertainment. Let's see, where did I read? Oh, the basics. The basics are going to be there. Free dash plaques to the first 100 classic cars. Bell Creek Park, Inkster Road, and 5 Mile. That's where it's going to be. Be nice to Boogie. This guy has really never had it very easy in school. The other members of his remedial speech class used to laugh at the way he talked.
Everett's history.
Classics and Keepsakes Celebrating History, coming up Friday through Sunday, June 17th through the 19th in downtown Mount Clemens. From antique cars to classic boats, carriage, and wagon rides, it's all part of a fun Classics and Keepsakes weekend. And that's community info from Honey, WHND, the Richard D. Wireless Act. My part-time secretary and full-time airhead, Lulu, to whom I referred just moments ago, will now attempt once again to spell relief.
R-I-D-A-Y.
Lulu, I have learned to count on you.
All right, is that...
The Richard D. Show on Honey Radio, culture for the masses. And now here she is, freshly lemon-pledged and ready for the appreciative masses, Dusty Springfield. Well, Tricky Dick, there goes her heart. She done sang it out. Got a Dusty Springfield here on
the Richard D. Wireless Act
from WHND Honey Radio. Oh, Nito the Genies. Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking on my door? I don't know, but don't knock it. Honey, WHND. Now, Richard D. and Dion.
I'm a wanderer.
What happened to the off-the-wall record?
I'll tell you what happened to it. I was on the phone here with Oldie Locks. And as a result, I forgot all about it. Now, how does Oldie Locks work into the situation? Let me explain. I once heard someone state, I wouldn't say Richard D. is cheap, but he has pinched so many pennies that his fingertips bear the likeness of Abraham Lincoln. That may be true. But when the time is right, I splurge. I've been saving pop cans and bottles for months now, and just this week, I cashed them in. As a result, I'm going to take the family, doo-wop, bebop, and wife Oldie Locks, if she behaves herself and gets off the phone, to the Grand Prix on Sunday. We won't be sitting in cheap seats. We won't have any seats at all, except for the ones attached to our bodies. So we'll be walking around all day. And that'll be the most exercise I've had since I competed in the 9th grade Tiddlywinks Championship.
Imagine your gold chains. Many styles, all fine quality at the right prices.
I wonder if Karen knows she can get a free pearl and diamond pendant.
Meyer Jewelers. Meyer Jewelers. Creating moments to remember.
Visit Meyer Jewelers' newest location at Eastland Center. Use your Meyer Jewelers charge.
Man, what a day. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. Cloudy tonight, though. Low 55. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms. High 78. Currently 73 degrees at All Oldies WHND. You know, I've always hated sales. I'm going to be real honest with you. Selling, in other words. But I have also said that I knew I could sell if I believed in the product. And I believe in that store called Record Time. Man, what a selection of stuff they have. And how busy they are, which is always a reflection of how good a business is. They're having their 11th anniversary sale right now. As a matter of fact, it begins Friday, June 10th. A little discrepancy there, since today is June 11th, isn't it? No, it's the 10th. Okay. It's correct. Begins today. All used product is 25% off. CDs, $9.99 or more, $2 off. CDs, $4.99 to $8.99, a buck off. All accessories, 10% off. All 45s, $1.49 each. And on and on and on. The sale runs through Father's Day, June 19th. But if I were you, I'd get over there right away to get the best selection. Record time. They have two locations. The one I am most familiar with is 10 Mile and Gratiot in Roseville. That's where young Ken manages. But despite his age, he has more of a profound interest in oldies than most people I've met. And then they have another location on Main Street near University in Rochester. Time now for the Tricky Dicky Off the Wall Record, immediately after which I will ask you a Tricky Dicky trivia question. And the prize that will go to the winner, the first person to call in the correct answer, will be a $10 gift certificate to the aforementioned establishment. Record time. Before I can do the off-the-wall record, let me explain what the situation is here. If you haven't heard, over to my right is a wall on the wall of Peg on the Peg Records. When I take one of the records off the peg and play it on the air, it becomes a tricky-dicky off-the-wall record. Before I'm allowed by the boss to do this, however, I must put a quarter in his jukebox. There it goes. Here is the off-the-wall record. Now, you may have heard this. It's called Buzz, Buzz, Buzz by the Hollywood Flames. But what about the other side? It's called Crazy. And here it is.
You're going it down.
Hey, wild, huh? The Hollywood Flames with the flip side of Buzz, Buzz, Buzz. The Tricky Dicky off-the-wall record. Okay, here is my off-the-wall trivia question. School's not so bad, but summer's better. Gives me more time to see my girl. Those are some key lyrics from what famous School Is Out song from 1959. Now, let me give you a clue as to the artist's name. There is a Jerry who is the killer. This Jerry is something that sounds real similar. There's a Jerry who is the killer. This Jerry is something that sounds similar. And again, the question, school's not so bad, but summer's better, gives me more time to see my girl. Those are some key lyrics from what famous School Is Out song from 1959. I need the song title and the name of the artist. 298-6300. First person through with the correct answer is going to get Richard declared the winner. 298-6300.
Richard.
All oldies, honey, radio.
One, two, three, four.
By Jove, the Beatles, right here on WHND.
Hi, this is Andy, Richard D's garbage man. Every Friday I pick up his trash on Lack of Drive in Warren. But listen to his show? Never, it's too trashy.
568-8200.
Cartoons this hour. Be listening for them. Now, reviewing Tricky Dicky off-the-wall trivia. School's not so bad, but summer's better. Gives me more time to see my girl. Those are some key lyrics from what famous School Is Out song from 1959. Well, hello there, Tricky Dicky off-the-wall trivia.
Yeah, did you get a winner?
No, school's not so bad, but summer's better. Gives me more time to see my girl. Those are the key lyrics from what famous School's Out song from 1959.
Well, that would be Here Comes Summer by Jerry Keller.
Yeah. My clue, there is a Jerry who is a killer. That, of course, refers to Jerry Lee Lewis. I am looking for a Jerry who has a last name that sounds similar to that. So, Jerry the Killer and Jerry Keller. You're right. I hereby... Are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because a lot of people are overcome with emotion when I say, I hereby, Richard, declare you the winner.
All right, that's great.
His name is Don Schaefer. He lives in Warren, and here is the song.
Come summertime at last.
Man, if you were in high school, that would say it all, wouldn't it? Jerry Keller on WHND Honey Radio. A few friends. Friday minutes here on the Richard D. Wireless Act. It'll be time for a look at poor Richard D.'s almanac. But for right now, it's a...
50's flashback!
Jackie Wilson. And now that famous second story man, the leader of the Diamond Ring, Gary Lewis, on WHND Honey Radio. Right over there is what is known as the other side of the commercials. That's where I'm going to be presenting Poor Richard D's Almanac from Honey, WHND.
The nearest.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, right after the following message, Poor Richard D's Almanac.
By Sam E. With Home Alone 2, Dennis the Menace, and Dave, starting Saturday at 11 a.m.
It's the right thing to do.
And if you don't get E, call your cable company.
What are your New Year's resolutions?
Ooh, lose 10 pounds, run a marathon, plan my retirement, start an herb garden, and learn Spanish.
That's a lot of work.
Ooh, piece of cake. I sent for National Dynamics. Listen to the tapes for 20 minutes a day. In a month, you'll speak and understand Spanish, French, German, Italian, or Japanese.
And now, Detroit area weather. Mostly sunny today with a high near 80. Cloudy tonight, low 55. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms, high 78. Right now, 74 degrees here at
WHND.
Let us look at Poor Richard D's Almanac. And right after this, incidentally, I will be playing a trio of cartoons. Three cartoons. Make sure you write down the title and when they were played, and then send the information to us, and thereby vie to win that 1923 T-Bucket Roadster. Today, Shirley Alston. We commemorate her birthday 53 years ago. She was born lead singer of the Shirelles. Their biggest hit, Soldier Boy. Well, hits. Soldier Boy and Will You Love Me Tomorrow. The first number one song for writers Carole King and Jerry Goffin, incidentally. She and three high school friends formed the group in 1958. Earl Hamner is 71 today. He's a writer and a producer. He created and wrote The Waltons based on his own childhood, with Richard Thomas as John Boy, also the executive producer of Falcon Crest. Talented man, Earl Hamner. Former astronaut James McDivitt, 64 today. Football's Don Fouts, the beard, is 43. Singer Judy Garland, born this day in 1922. She was born Frances Gumm, G-U-M-M, in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. George Jessel is credited with changing her name, Judy Gumm. That might not make it on a marquee, you know? Among her best-known films, The Wizard of Oz, Meet Me in St. Louis, A Star is Born, and Easter Parade. Sessue Hayakawa was born 1889 on the 10th of June. Japanese actor, received an Oscar nomination in 1957, understandably, for his powerful supporting role as the Japanese camp commander in Bridge on the River Kwai. At the time of his death, he taught acting classes. 1842, June 10th, bicycle inventor Kirkpatrick McMillan committed the earliest recorded bicycling offense in Glasgow, England. The bicycle was a novelty in those days. People gathered to see the novelty, including a child who got in the way and was hit by the bike. McMillan was fined 5 shillings. 1902, the window envelope was patented. 1943, the ballpoint pen was patented by Laszlo Biro of Budapest, Hungary, after fleeing Hungary to escape the Nazis. He was employed by the British Royal Air Force making their pens. They needed a pen that would write under low atmospheric pressure at high altitudes. In 1966, the Beatles released Rain, the flip side of Paperback Writer. It was the first song to use a tape played backward. It happened when John Lennon accidentally had the tape on backwards. It started a rash of rumors about secret messages hidden in Beatle tunes. F. Lee Bailey, born this day in 61. I'm sorry. He is 61. No, he wasn't born in 1861. Not quite that old yet. Brilliant courtroom lawyer. It's especially exciting to see Mr. Bailey's summations to the jury, complete with eloquence, begging, pleading, and crying. Come to think of it, it sounds just like my wedding night. Prince Philip, 73 today. He is the Duke of Edinburgh, the Earl of Jersey, and the Duke of Staines. And you know how hard it is to get stains out of a jersey. As the husband of Queen Elizabeth II, he is also the only man in the United Kingdom who is allowed to call the Queen Love Muffins. Today is Day of Portugal, a national holiday commemorating the death of Portugal's national poet, Luís Vaz de Camões, born in 1524. His most famous tome was, "There once was a senora from Portugal, for whom I carried the Tortugal. I swept her away to my house one day, and we made love in the swing on my Portugal."
Wow! We didn't know all that stuff, Richard D.
I am totally aware of that. Now, from
WHND.
Here is the cluster of cartoons. Cartoon number one. Hey, little cobra.
Hey, little down. Shut them down. Shut them down.
Cartoon one. Hey, little cobra.
Remember.
It's cartoon number two, Sally Go Round the Roses.
All oldies, honey, radio.
Next up here on
the Richard D. Wireless Act
from
WHND.
Cartoon number three, Little Honda by the Hondells. There are your three cartoons from Honey Radio, WHND, and the Richard D. program. One more thing that I just gleaned from poor Richard D.'s almanac. This is the founding anniversary of Alcoholics Anonymous, established 1935 in Akron, Ohio, by William Wilson and Dr. Bob, Dr. Robert Smith. They not only invented the 12 steps, they fell down them. So let's all raise an empty glass to those two stalwart ex-drinkers who were able to help Elizabeth Taylor defeat her drinking problem. On her first day of being sober, she turned to the two gentlemen and said, "I was married to Eddie Fisher?"
Save $3.
Sears made it so easy.
And affordable. These great paint prices end Saturday. So hurry, because the best finish starts at Sears, bringing America's best to your home.
Now hear this Tricky Dicky TV trivia right after these words.
Change your latitude with Chicago.
Fun food, dancing, decking, volleyball, airplane watching, Correa County Airport. Number one for summertime fun.
The Plymouth YMCA's 15th annual run will be held June 19th. Volunteers are needed. For registration information, call 453-2904. That's community information from
WHND.
And now it's time for Tricky Dicky TV Trivia, made possible by our friends at Suncoast Motion Picture Company with 9 Metro Detroit locations. Now, these people do not rent videos. They are in the business of selling videos and related items. And I want to tell you, they have more nostalgia stuff in that store, certainly than you can shake a stick at, but that's an understatement. They have, for example, all the Star Trek episodes on video for sale. They have The Fugitive on video. I'll hold that thought because I have a fugitive question coming up in just a second. They have Gunsmoke, The Lone Ranger. They have Hollywood collectibles such as theatrical posters, mugs, TV, T-shirts, ties, caps, decades worth of classic hit films, complete selection of children animated classics, cartoons. I mean, they've got it. If it's video you're into and classic video specifically, then that is the place to go. They have 9 Metro locations. For the entire month of June, if you mention that you listen to WHND Honey Radio, they're going to give you $2 off your video or laser disc purchase. In the name of the place, once again, Suncoast Motion Picture Company. I'll tell you what, we got so excited about this place, we went after them. You know, they didn't come to us and say, may we advertise on Honey Radio. We went after them and said, hey, can we work out a deal with you people? Because we think our listeners would dig your stores. Now, here's the question. Listen to this, please.
The name, Dr. Richard Kimball. The destination, Death Row State Prison. The irony, Richard Kimball is innocent. Proved guilty, what Richard Kimball could not prove was that moments before discovering his murdered wife's body, he saw a one-armed man running from the vicinity of his home.
Today, Barry Morse is 75. Barry portrayed Lieutenant Philip Gerard on The Fugitive with David Janssen. Today's TV trivia question. Viewers were kept apprised of Dr. Richard Kimball's situation by the deep, resonant voice of the man you just heard, the narrator. Whose voice is that? Was that would be more appropriate because he is now deceased. Who was the narrator on The Fugitive? 298-6300, the number to call. That's 298-6300. Go ahead and give it a try as you're listening to Ricky Nelson and Poor Little Fool. Before I forget, the top 12 of 12 today is going to focus on a middle 60s year. It'll be a keener countdown from this day in 1965. Well, if you could see me now, you would note that I am handsomely fitted with my telephone glove, with which I shall now field your calls. 298-6300, the number to call to win a $15 gift certificate to Suncoast Video. What a nice prize. 298-6300, the number. Quarter to three. That's right, Lulu. 75 cents altogether. The Richard E. program on WHND Honey Radio. It's 5 minutes before 12 o'clock. I do have me a Tricky Dicky tribute winner. Let you know who it is in a minute.
All savings off regular prices.
Okay, thank you. One more message here, and then I'll review Tricky Dicky tribute. Well, I have your ear. John Ray is going to be broadcasting from the world-famous 50s McDonald's this afternoon, beginning at 1 o'clock. It's located in Dearborn Heights at 4145 South Telegraph. And the reason I'm mentioning this is that they put out a flyer indicating he was going to be there from noon to 4. Actually, it's 1 to 4. John Ray from McDonald's. Okay. The weather, sunny this afternoon with a high of 80, cloudy tonight, low 55, and cloudy with scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high 78. Right now, 75 at all oldies.
WHND.
Hello, Tricky Dicky TV trivia.
Would that be William Conrad?
Yes, it would. Who's calling?
This is Mark Yanalunas.
Mark, you having a good day?
Yeah, sure am.
Well, I just improved upon it, I think. Actually, you improved upon it by winning Tricky Dicky TV trivia.
How about that?
The question I asked once again was, who was the narrator on The Fugitive? Mr. Deep Throat himself, a very large man, and your answer once again is?
William Conrad.
I hereby, Richard, declare you the winner of a $15 gift certificate to Suncoast Motion Picture Company.
Well, thank you very much.
Ah, what a pleasure. John Ray will be joining us today for the sack opening ceremony. Here he is in the studio, making final preparations for his celebrity appearance at McDonald's this afternoon. Okay, John. Neat, isn't it?
Okay, kid, it's brown bag time.
Welcome to the Top 12 of 12, Richard D's Daily Countdown. Today, we're going to be dealing with the 10th of June 1965, and I'll be counting down the top dozen hits right off the WKNR music line.
For fun, stay with the action on the lively one. WKNR, Keener 13.
The top dozen hits in the Motor City on June 10th, 1965, beginning with number 12. Oh, man, that's pretty, isn't it? It's called Before and After, and it's by Chad and Jeremy, the number 12 song on today's countdown right off the WKNR music guide. I want to have a word with you. Have you made it up to Musical Memories in Flint yet? Well, why not, for goodness sakes? Now, I got a call yesterday from Greg Innes, who goes all the way back to the beginning of WKNR. I think he was a jock maybe a part-time disc jockey on WKNR. He's coming down to the station in a couple of weeks, and while he's on vacation, and we're going to talk it over. He also has some audio for me from early WKNR, which is great. Anyway, he said he went up to Musical Memories in Flint, and he said, you know all that gas that comes out of the radio every day from you? I said, yeah. He said, it's all true. He said, you could not go up there and look through everything in a day. You'd have to go back a second time. So if it's oldies on vinyl you're looking for, that is the place to head, Musical Memories in Flint. They're located at 425 and a half South Dort Highway, a half mile north of I-69. Phone them at 1-800-619-7702.
The top 12 at 12, all oldies, honey, radio.
And now the top 12 at 12 moves on as we get to tune
number 11,
Marianne Faithful. This Little Bird. Marianne Faithful, number 11, This Little Bird. Got to stop here for the light. We'll get going right after these words.
Great. Of the emergency broadcast system.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's accelerate back into the top 12 at 12 now. Next up, it's
number 10.
Number 10 from this day, June 10th, 1965, and it's according to Keener.
W-H-N-D.
Bobby Goldsboro. We get one more in quickly, lest we get behind. Number 9 on the top 12 of 12 from WHND Honey Radio. Jay and the Americans with Cara Mia. Jay and the Americans, Cara Mia, number 9, and the year is
65.
The year Monday will be 1959. I will be off. Keith Allen will be doing the countdown, as well as my entire show. This guy is the biggest practical joker I've ever met. And if he gets any bigger, I can see a new Coleman tent wardrobe in his future. It's 1219 at WHND Honey Radio. Okay, let's check into Tube. This is a Thursday, is it not? I asked myself. Yes, it is. June 10th, 1965 is a Thursday, and on television, among many shows, this one.
Car family is for the Burns. We need a good second car.
Word is confiscated.
Oh, thank you. Will you hold it still, Mac?
Would you care for this paper?
Yeah, let me have it. Boy, what a sore head.
Those guys really crack me up. You know what I'm saying? Okay, it's 1220 at WHND, honey. Thursday night television, June 10th, 1965. Also on the tube, Dr. Kildare, Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. With an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he.
Also, Bewitched. Twinkle, twinkle, little nose. And Perry Mason. Hear the plinks in there? That makes it rock and rollish. Now, Richard D's top 12 at 12 continues with record
number 8.
Jackie DeShannon, What the World Needs Now is Love. That's always the case. You'll recall that number 12 was Before and After by Chad and Jeremy. Number 11, This Little Bird, Marianne Faithful. Bobby Goldsboro's Voodoo Woman was 10. Cara Mia by Jay and the Americans, 9, and 8, the one you just heard.
Say 0 at 937-8705.
I'll bet you didn't know all that activity could take place in Redford. Boogie Bryan's going to be there tonight to help kick things off, 5 until 9 p.m. WHND Honey Radio, 1228, the top 12 at 12 with Richard D. The year is 1965, the day, the 10th of June, and the record, number 7 for Your Love, the Yardbirds. On Richard D.'s top 12 at 12, the number 7 record in the Motor City, on the 10th of June, 1965, according to WKNR. Here is one of my all-time favorite commercials, and it just happens to be from 1965.
That's right, that is Ready Kilowatt, right there.
What's that, you'd rather have a Bel Air?
Taste the freshness in Bel Air. This is, keeps it neat, manageable. For handsome hair, new Wild Root. Comes in a tube, has a new formula. Dissolves in your hands, won't show in your hair.
Man, I'll tell you, announcers have regressed. You know, most of them today would say, comes in a tube. Now, there's a guy who said it right. Comes in a tube. Comes in a tube. Thank you, sir. 26 to 1 at WHND Honey Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Stevens from Keener 13, and you're listening to Richard D's Top 12 at 12 on AM 560, WHND.
Here's one of my favorite people, Ronnie Dove, Mr. Showman. Now, I'll tell you, there's some performers you have to see to fully appreciate, and he's one of them. Tom Jones is another one. You know, they just give everything they have, and then they reach down for more. President Johnson delivers the commencement address at Howard University, calling for a new civil rights effort to achieve true equality for the American black. City officials from Oak Park and Pleasant Ridge will take their case to Washington later this month when they talk with Senator McNamara to discuss the route of the new I-696 expressway. Only 1/2 mile of Pleasant Ridge would be affected, but residents complain that the area is home to all of the town's businesses and its new recreation area. After Edward White's spacewalk last week, a new dance called the Spacewalk is unveiled in Des Moines, Iowa. A spokesman for the radio station sponsoring the dance says it emulates the actions of an astronaut as he walks in space. And Mayor Kavanaugh gets a birthday present one day early. The Kavanaugh's 8th child, a girl, was born the day before the mayor's 37th birthday. Coming up on the top 12 at 12, record number 5 in the Motor City as of June 10th, 1965.
0700.
Okay, thank you. The top 12 at 12 on WHND Honey Radio. Richard D's top 12 at 12 now presenting from this day in 1965, according to WKNR, number 5. Barbara Mason. Did I say Lewis before?
Kiss you, love you,
I should be hanging my head in shame if I did. If I didn't, then forget the whole thing. It's Barbara Mason. Yes, I'm ready. The top 12 of 12 on WHND Honey Radio. Anybody know what the car of the year was in 1965? Keith's mother didn't even have visions of his arrival in 1965. In fact, she may not have even been married in 19... I don't know. But Keith just walked in, and the reason I bring up his name is that I thought a little humor was called for it about this point of the program. The Tigers come from behind to beat the Boston Red Sox 6-5 with the help of two of their youngest players. 22-year-old Willie Horton knocked one out of the park, driving in the winning run, and Denny McClain, 21, struck out 7 batters in a row for a new major league record for a relief pitcher. Cassius Clay, or Muhammad Ali, defeats Sonny Liston for the second time in just over a year. Ali KO'd Liston just 2 minutes and 12 seconds into the fight. Although Clay has legally changed his name, tickets to the fight said, only the champion versus the challenger. Now, the car of the year. The car of the year, 1965, Richard D's Top 12 at 12 countdown from the 10th of June that year. Number four is next. Johnny Rivers and Seventh Son. There's Johnny. Seventh Son, number four in the Motortown this day in 1965.
In New York City at about 5:30 this afternoon, 30 million persons found themselves.
Small army of police and the postmen are carrying shotguns. National Guardsmen riding jeeps. That's the sound of a high-pressure pumper from the fire.
23 cities.
Oh, the times they are a-changing.
Listen to the lucid words of a great man, the late John Kennedy. Mankind must put an end to war, or war will put an end to mankind.
At the cinema.
I told you to stay. Toy, I imagine. And Vargas is dead. No, my dear. There is no escape for you. Like your friend, you've been a little too clever. And now you are caught.
Thunderball. Bond. James Bond. 007, yes. On television tomorrow night, that'll be Friday, The Addams Family, Gomer Pyle, USMC. On Saturday, Outer Limits, Lawrence Welk, Gunsmoke, Flipper. Sunday, My Favorite Martian, The Ed Sullivan Show, What's My Line, Bonanza, Wagon Train. On Monday, this show, which doesn't get much press on this program, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Visual sighting or instrumentation warning. We'll try to make emergency repairs. We can still scout the area.
Negative. Sea view is on the bottom. We can't afford to lose your mobility, too.
Roger.
And, of course, this is Tuesday. You're listening to WHND, and my name is Richard D. And for the benefit of those who heard my show yesterday, yes, I have returned to the scene of the crime.
If I was bought in coupled suit and received $50 off the... You thought you knew Kuppenheimer.
You know something? During that commercial, I achieved consciousness. And this is Thursday. Wow! We're almost there. To our two-day pass, and the weather's looking good, too. We'll look at that later on.
All oldies, honey, radio.
The Fat Man, I'm walking. The one radio station in the Motor City that plays your favorites from the first decade of rock and roll. You're listening to a WHND. And these are the Vogues. You're the one, the Vogues on WHND, Honey Radio, followed by an Everly memory.
The Richard D. Wireless Act, WHND.
Here's bread and butter. Only on this show, it's bread and margarine. From Honey, the new beats. No, I can't afford butter. Richard D. here to make a lot of money. Actually, you believe that, and you'd believe Ted Kennedy is celibate. I have been calculating my net worth, though. In about 6 years, I should have one.
The Pistons take on Jalen Rose and the Denver Nuggets. Don't miss the game. Call 1-800-4-OUR-SPORTS and order Passports now.
Now, this is more like a day. Sunny, it's going to cloud up a little bit tonight with sprinkles, low 34. Today's high 50. And then it'll be sunny tomorrow and sunny into the weekend, they say. Tomorrow's high around 50. Currently 42 at All Oldies.
All Oldies, Honey Radio.
I want...
Yeah. Who wrote the book of law?
WHND, Honey Radio, another question to ponder.
What's your name?
60 on your AM dial.
That's our name. WHND. The Boogeyman had another out-of-studio experience last night as he did a show from AJ's. But he'll be back here at world headquarters of Honey Radio, the basement studio, to do his show today, 1 to 5. And hear Don Crawford tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on Honey Radio. Crawford has come a long way from troubled teenager to troubled adult.
You know, waking up.
Instead of goofing around with your senses, you could be playing with dollars is.
Spirit, you know so much. Can you tell us what numbers to play?
And why should I tell you?
Because I'm a medium.
Hey, you can't fool me. You're a large.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. For details about your rights as a Medicare patient, call the Michigan Peer Review Organization at 1-800-365-5899. That's community information. From Honey Radio, WHND. 2 weeks from today, we're going to do the bird for real. Right now, we're going to do this kind of bird. Yeah, you and I are a couple of rock and roll birds of a feather. We like this old music. WHND with Freddie right here. You've been good, so I'm going to let you hear a...
50s flashback.
Elvis.
Baby, don't say don't.
WHND, Honey Radio at 560 AM, where the 50s and 60s come alive. I like Lou Christie a lot. He has many fine qualities. But he's a little two-faced. Lou Christie on WHND, Honey Radio. How are you doing on this beautiful sunny fall day? Everything is business as usual here at world headquarters of Honey Radio. Lulu is on duty.
Right on, Richard D.
Keith Allen is hanging around, up to no good. And even the office manager in our office of one, John Ray, is at his post. I mentioned John because according to the Tricky Dicky Diary, it was 3 years ago today, John conceded he didn't know much about art, but announced with considerable excitement that he got a real steal. He said he had bought an original Van Gogh for $400, claimed it was one of the few Van Gogh ever did using a Bic ballpoint.
Fairlane Town Center, Lakeside, and Tell 12 Mall.
The weather for Dearborn Heights, Monroe, and Redford. Sunny today with a high of 50. Clear tonight, low 25. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 55. Keeps getting better, too. It's going to be warmer yet over the weekend. And sunny skies as they see it now. Currently 41 degrees here at WHND.
In Detroit, it's Honey Radio.
HND, Honey Radio, the Supremes. I guess maybe this isn't really significant, but it's relevant to me, and you and I have been together for a long time. I am the silly disc jockey from Savage, Minnesota, and I got a letter from back home. It was from my cousin Maynard, the country songwriter, you know. He said, Willie Nelson's shorter brother, Half Nelson, has a record out called, this is brand new, apparently, called Ain't It Enough That I Love You? Do I Have to Remember Your Name?
It's for you.
Ask your employer about Care Choices HMO, sponsored by Mercy Health Services.
The Tricky Dicky Off the Wall record coming up in a little over a half hour.
I couldn't sleep at all, and...
Number one record of 1961 right there. Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis on WHND. Lulu just confided in me. She said, you know, I don't mind insomnia, but I sure can't stand it when I can't sleep.
Close your eyes. Dreaming and rocking way till the break of dawn.
And now on WHND.
WHND Honey Radio, sweet talking guy. He's the guy who said,
"Hey, baby, would you like me to come up to your suite and talk?"
What are we going to talk about? Just wait. WHND Honey Radio, all oldies all the
Stay
time.
Stay tuned for more of the Richard D. Wireless Act on Honey Radio. Come on, put your pain threshold to the test.
You should see Lulu today. Earlier, I heard someone ask her, "Hey, Lulu, is that your new fall outfit? Looks like you fell into something."
You can't shoot
paper.
It's in a birdcage.
I get it.
Well, this was just a drill.
Details at Kmart and participating Little Caesars. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends on November 23rd, 94.
Did you happen to see all the Little Caesars commercials on that funniest commercial show with Leslie Nielsen last night? Man, they were great. Plus all the other ones. I have not been so amused in a long time as when I watched that show. It was wonderful. Sunny today with a high of 50. Clear tonight, low 25. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 55. And currently 41 at All Oldies WHND.
Detroit, leader of the past. All Oldies WHND.
As I said to my girl as we approached the men's room door, "Come go with me." Richard Tricky Dicky D, it's 10:29. The Rockin' Rebels, Wild Weekend from WHND Honey Radio. I can't help myself. Here we go. All Oldies WHND Honey Radio. Have you heard about the new Forrest Gump book club? Tricky Dicky correspondent Tab Lloyd filed a report about it this morning. He says, at last, a book club for those who are not super richly endowed in the gray matter department. This month's selections are Oliver Twitt, The 100 Most Common Grammatical Mistakes and How to Make Them, The Joy of Socks, The Adventures of Huckleberry Pie, and The Decline and Fall of the Roman Candle. Don't want to get stuck with the flu? Get protection. Call the Visiting Nurse Association of Southeast Michigan, which is offering flu immunization programs throughout the area. 1-800-296-8660. Community info from Honey Radio.
It's party!
Music that makes you feel good all over your body, beginning with your ears. Right here on the Richard D. Show from Honey Radio. Well, you know the setup here by now, I am sure. I have the luxury of broadcasting from an underground location, the basement studio here at world headquarters of Honey Radio. I mean, after all, I am kind of an underground disc jockey anyway. And when the weather is nice like today, I will keep my eye on it by looking through the periscope. It's great, isn't it? Over to my right is a wall, on the wall a peg, on the peg records. When I take one of the records off the peg, plop it down on my high-performance supercharged turntable and spin it on the air. It becomes a tricky-dicky off-the-wall record. Before I'm allowed to do that, I have to put a quarter in the old man's jukebox, however. Time for a breath. Now, here is the record. I guarantee you haven't heard this for a while. It's by Warren Smith. And it's called You Bangy Stomp from 1956. How about that? Warren Smith, You Bangy Stomp. The Tricky Dicky off-the-wall record from 1956. And now at 10 minutes before 11 o'clock here at Honey, the wireless act proceeds for a couple of minutes with the Shirelles. Will you still love me tomorrow? Trivia coming up soon now. still loving. Quite a knack to that, but it's enjoyable. The Shirelles on WHND Honey Radio. The off-the-wall trivia contest in just a minute.
Builder Square of Roseville. They'll get you squared away.
Sunny today with a high of 50. Clear tonight, low 25. And sunny tomorrow with a high of 55. Looks like we're going to make a grand entrance into our weekend. Right now, 42 degrees at
WHND.
And now for a $10 gift certificate to Musical Memories in Flint, here is the Tricky Dicky off-the-wall trivia question. We will send you a certificate. You take it up there and redeem it at your leisure. I'm sure if you're an oldies fan at all, you will enjoy just browsing through their selection up there. Musical Memories in Flint, the very best place around to find oldies on vinyl. In 1986, a couple of songwriters from the 1950s, or their heirs in one case, suddenly received an unexpected avalanche of royalties. Their biggest hit, Twist and Shout, was used in two different hit films from 86. The movies themselves provided substantial royalties, and then the film's success caused the song to start selling again in the record stores. One of the movies was a teen comedy. The other was a Rodney Dangerfield film. What were they? So I need two answers, 298-6300, with a 313 in front of it. 298-6300.
WHND.
Richard D.
WHND. 50s and 60s rock and roll.
WHND, you're not going to believe how I got my trivia winner. Let you in on it in just a minute here on Honey Radio.
Hi, Larry.
Come celebrate the savings now.
Okay, let's review the off-the-wall trivia. Off-the-wall trivia.
I beg your pardon?
This is Honey Radio.
Is this 298-6300?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
What station are you trying to call?
WYST.
Oh, no. 298-6300 is Honey Radio.
Okie dokie.
Sorry.
What was the trivia question?
Pardon?
What was the trivia question?
Well, it was kind of long, but essentially it was this. In 1986, a couple of songwriters from the 50s suddenly received an unexpected avalanche of royalties. Their biggest hit, Twist and Shout, was used in two different hit films from 86. What were they?
One of them was Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Correct.
'86. Oh, my goodness. That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. Okay, I'll give you a clue because I think when I read the question initially, I did.
Okay.
I said one of the flicks was a teen comedy. That one you've gotten.
Right.
The other was a Rodney Dangerfield film.
Oh, Back to School.
I don't believe it.
Am I right?
You called for the wrong radio station, and you end up winning. My name is Richard D., and I hereby, Richard D., declare you the winner.
I listen to Honey, but my husband listens to another station, and I was calling to dedicate a song to him.
Okay, her name is Jana Sanderlin. She lives in Brownstown. Way to go, Jana. I'm kind of in the mood for Twist and Shout. Let me play this one by the Crystals, and then I'll see if I can get that on. Right here on
WHND.
Again, the Tricky Dicky off-the-wall trivia winner, Janice Sanderlin, who lives in Brownstown. That was weird, wasn't it?
A quarter of a century after it first became a hit, Twist and Shout had another round of fame in 1986. Two different movies of that year featured key scenes in which that song was sung. One of the films was the Matthew Broderick movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and the other was Rodney Dangerfield's Back to School. When Twist and Shout first appeared as an Isley Brothers single in 1962, it was viewed as just another quickly written and completely disposable song designed to capitalize on the Twist dance craze of that year. But something about that particular Twist song has kept it popular decades after the Isley Brothers decided it would be a cute little thing to do a song blending their earlier hit Shout with the Twist craze. Here it is, Twist and Shout. You know, by now, their rock and roll standards have been established. That's certainly one of them. Twist and Shout by the Isley Brothers. Louie Louie is another one. At the Hop, Come Go With Me. Oh, great music heard daily right here on WHND Honey Radio. So the moral of the story is, if you want a tale, have one told on you.
All oldies, Honey Radio.
I got a tail and a pitchfork to go along with it, man. I feel devilish today. The Outsiders on WHND Honey Radio from 66. Time won't let me. The Wireless Act, a collaboration of Richard and WHND. And that tune by the Outsiders was from 1966, which, according to the Tricky Dicky Diary, was the year psychiatrist Dr. Sigmund Freud said, "One good thing about having multiple personalities is that you never have to sleep alone." We'll look at poor Richard D's Almanac in a couple here.
Sears Veterans Day sale ends Saturday. Come celebrate the savings now.
We celebrate Veterans Day tomorrow. No mail. Sunny today with a high of 50. Clear tonight, low 25. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 55. And right now at All Oldies WHND Honey Radio, 44 degrees.
WHND.
Now allow me to look at poor Richard D's almanac in your behalf. And, of course, I'll be focusing on November 10th. One of the really fine modern-day actors, Roy Scheider, is 59 today. Actress Mackenzie Phillips, the daughter of John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas, 35. Martin Luther was born this day in 1483, founder of Protestantism. He believed the Bible to be the sole authority of the church and called for reformation of the Roman Catholic Church, denying supremacy of the Pope. He was tried for heresy. He left the church and married a former nun with whom he had six kids. 1871, journalist explorer Henry Morton Stanley located missing Scottish missionary David Livingstone, or Stun, in Central Africa, and Stanley gave his famous greeting. "Dr. Livingstone, I presume?" The adventure was a newspaper promotion sponsored by the New York Herald. Stanley's companions died en route. No white man had seen Livingstone in 6 years. Spencer Tracy made a movie about the incident in 1939. Stanley's real name was John Rowland, a veteran of the Civil War. 1951, direct dial coast-to-coast telephone service began as Mayor M. Leslie Denning of Englewood, New Jersey, called the mayor of Alameda, California. First coast-to-coast direct dial this day, 1951. 1954, the Iwo Jima Memorial, depicting a group of servicemen raising the American flag, was dedicated in Arlington, Virginia. The statue depicts the photo taken by Joe Rosenthal as the American flag was raised in February of 1959 over Mount Suribachi. 1969, the children's educational program Sesame Street made its debut on PBS. Big Bird and Kermit the Frog became mainstays of childhood. 1975, the ore carrier Edmund Fitzgerald broke in two parts during a heavy storm on Lake Superior, There were no survivors of this worst Great Lakes ship disaster of the decade. 29 crew members died. Of course, Gordon Lightfoot recorded a haunting ballad by the same name. As a matter of fact, I heard it earlier on the PA system here in the building on our sister, WCSX. Let's see, what else here? November 10th. In 1956 on this day, DJs from all over the United States voted for their favorites of the year. The results were a little strange. For example, the disc jockeys picked Frank Sinatra as their favorite singer. Elvis Presley didn't even make the list. But Elvis was voted the most played singer of 1956. Fats Domino, the fat man from New Orleans, was the favorite R&B artist. This is the birth anniversary of Richard Burton, born in 1925. Mr. Burton was generally regarded as one of the great acting talents of our time. He married Elizabeth Taylor twice. It seems that this was at a time in her life when she was seriously overweight, and he had to make two trips. This is the Marine Corps birthday today. Commemorates the Marine Corps' establishment in 1775. When Richard Simmons heard that the Marine Corps builds men, he sent him a deposit and said,
"Build one for me."
Wow! We didn't know all that stuff, Richard D.
I know.
W-H-N-D. Well, hard-headed.
Detroit's 50s and 60s rock and roll radio station, Honey Radio, WHND, 560 on your AM dial.
Motor Cities, all oldies, WHND.
WHND, honey, Aretha Franklin. No bills tomorrow, as I mentioned before. The post office will be closed because tomorrow is the day we observe Veterans Day. I am a veteran. I have a day room theater ribbon. Day room. If you've been in the military, you know that means I spent my time doing battle with pool and ping pong opponents. 17 to 12 at WHND. Hey!
No turkeys. I said no turkeys.
That's right, folks. This is Butch.
Tonight at 7:30 on TV2. Well, as you heard a minute ago, the turkeys are back in town. On November 13th, runners, walkers, and wheelers will be clucking away the miles in the cold turkey trot. For more information, call the American Lung Association of Michigan at 517-484-4541. That's community info from Honey.
Walk like a man.
WHND Honey Radio, Drifter's Time now, Under the Boardwalk. I love my primitive rock and roll. Like that, Fiestas from 59. So fine from Honey Radio WHND. Oh, the countdown year today, 67.
She's a fool.
Little Leslie Gore, She's a Fool on WHND Honey Radio. The holiday season draws near. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today. Hardly seems possible. You know, there's a department store in Las Vegas that has a special Santa Claus. The kids tell him what they want, and he gives them the odds on getting it.
Hold still now. I'll just take off these bandages, and we'll have a little look-see.
These days, it seems.
Smart choice. Make Meijer the source for all your photo needs with more choices at low prices. Meijer, why pay more?
Well, it's going to be a little cool for the next couple of days, but otherwise very nice. Sunny today with a high of 50. Clear tonight, low 25. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 55. Currently 45 at all oldies, WHND, Honey Radio.
60s, come alive.
We'll now engage in our sack opening ceremony. Ubiquitous child.
Okay, kids, it's brown bag time.
Happy Lunch Bunch, a minute after 12 o'clock. Let's go back to the 10th of November, 1967.
WKNR, Music Power.
And that kind of energy from WKNR launches Miriam Makeba. Pata pata. Sounds like fun, an all-night papa-papa party down in South Africa. Miriam Makeba with the number 12 tune in the Motor City, according to radio station WKNR.
WKNR, music power.
I just want to say that when you're looking for an oldie, a particular oldie, and I know people do because I get calls from them all the time, the first place to go is Musical Memories in Flint. You can even call them. They'll know if they have what you're looking for in stock or not. 1-800-619-7702. But, on the other hand, if, for example, this weekend, you wanted to go up there and browse through their vast selection, they have the largest in the state of Michigan. They're located at 425 and a half South Dort Highway, a half mile north of I-69. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. And on Sunday, 2 to 5, looks like. So if you wanted to go up there on Saturday, you'd have ample time in which to explore their stock. Musical Memories in Flint.
The top 12 at 12. All oldies, honey, radio.
November 10th, 1967, here.
Number 11.
WHND, Honey Radio. That's Chuck Jackson with Shame on Me. Did you know that he was with the Dell Vikings between 57 and 59? Had a string of hits of his own, including that one. Number 11 in the Motor City this day in 1967.
And 12 Oaks Mall.
The top 12 at 12 on Honey Radio, WHND. Here, number 10. The visibility is great here on the top 12 at 12. The Ballad of Beta Carotene, right there. I can see for miles. The Who, 1217 at WHND Honey Radio. This is a Friday, November 10th, 1967, on the tube.
As Sergeant Carter.
And hut. Also, Tarzan. Tarzan theme starring Eric Burdon and the Animals. And the show that debuted on September 8th, 1966, Star Trek. The top 12 at 12 boldly going where we've all gone before. November 10th, 1967, here comes
number 9.
Number 9. I Say a Little Prayer, Dionne Warwick. 10 was I Can See for Miles by The Who. 11, Shame on Me, Chuck Jackson. And number 12, Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba.
Duba, duba, da, da, da,
and that, too,
da, da,
here on the top 12.
Radio, WHND. Duba, duba, da, da.
Let me turn.
00, and we'll bring out the very best in you.
1967 was the year Muhammad Ali, known for his eloquence and grammatical usage excellence, said, "I don't have no personal quarrel with those Viet Congs."
I'm Mark Nichols. president of the Ralph Nichols Corporation.
He still is. Can you imagine that? 1 minute later, and he still is.
Number 8.
Bobby Vinton. On WHND Honey Radio, this is a Keener Countdown.
WKNR, Music Power.
From this day in 1967, here's the top 12 at 12.